Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As we fought the weather challenge last fall, I couldn't help but marvel at how the corn was still standing like trees, straight and tall. It was almost Christmas. 30 or 40 years ago, that corn we planted then would have been broken over and on the ground after suffering the severe weather that this past year's corn took in stride. The corn we plant now is not my grandfather's corn. First came hybrid seeds, then came chemicals to kill insects and pests that prey on your crop. But then came biotechnology. We all marvel at the internet. Everyone has a cell phone. Well, the technological advancements in crop production is just as remarkable. In the past 25 years, corn production has shot up 40%. Other crops have also seen impressive yield increases. I don't know for sure where biotechnology is going to take us, but certainly it is going to be an exciting trip. We can count on using less energy, less chemicals, and get more production. The number of acres planted of biotech crops is up to 330 million. North America, South America, Australia, China, India, they are all blanketed with biotech crops. Corn, cotton, soybeans, rice, many more crops are everywhere. Even Europe, that has fought the advancement of biotech, is grudgingly giving ground. Recently, the European Union approved the growing of a biotech potato. They plan to open the door this summer to allow their member countries to decide on their own if they want to begin production of genetically modified crops. Stubborn Europe is behind the curve, but they aren't blind, and they can't ignore where the world is headed. We need to double our crop production in the next 50 years. Innovation and the acceptance of new technology is the only way that we can satisfy the demand for food, feed, fuel, and fiber in the years ahead. We must not allow the backward-looking critics of modern agriculture to win the day. Our obligation is to the 9 billion people that will be on this planet in 2050. So if you want to hear my radio commentaries that go back 10 years or more, go to johnblockreports.com, johnblockreports.com. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.